Connect with others. Imagine you're at a party and meet two people, one who only talks about themselves and one who really wants to know about you. Who would you rather hang out with? People tend to focus on themselves, and that's normal. Understanding this can make your interactions better. When you talk to someone, they usually like to discuss their own experiences. By asking good questions and listening carefully, you can make a strong impression. Think about a time when someone made you the focus of the conversation. It probably felt good. People like to feel important and appreciated. Making others feel valued isn't about trickery, it's about genuinely liking them. Offer honest compliments, remember their names, and listen without interrupting. These actions show you care, and people will likely respond well. Agreeing with people when you can help build a good relationship. Disagreements can create conflict, while agreement builds a friendly connection. Even if you don't fully agree, finding something you both share helps keep things positive. First impressions are important. A warm smile can quickly shape how people see you. A smile sets a positive tone for your interaction. The art of genuine curiosity and empathy. Connecting with people means finding common interests and showing real curiosity about their lives. For example, discussing football in Barcelona might help you make new friends. In work situations, knowing a person's interests ahead of time can lead to better conversations. Accept people as they are, notice their positive qualities, and be thankful for their efforts. This approach helps build good relationships and makes you more likable. Lastly, always think about what others want, not just your own needs. Try to understand their perspective and communicate based on their needs and goals. Whether you're selling, leading, or making friends, focusing on others' needs is key to building strong relationships and being successful. How to communicate better? Good communication is a key skill that can improve your relationships and interactions. Here are some tips to help you communicate more effectively and connect with people. Picture a room where everyone wants to talk, but no one is really listening. True listening is rare, and being good at it will make you stand out. People like talking about themselves, and when you pay full attention to them, they feel valued. Look them in the eye, nod, smile, and show real interest. Ask follow-up questions like, "What happened next?" or "How did you feel?" to keep them talking. Avoid giving immediate advice or talking about your own experiences. Focus on understanding their words and feelings. By listening deeply, you'll build stronger connections with people. Get agreement. Getting others to agree with you is more about strategy than luck. Start by showing them the clear benefits of saying yes. Ask questions that lead to positive answers, like, "Do you want to be happier?" or "Do you want the best results?" These questions help create a pattern of agreement. When offering choices, give them two good options, like, "Would you prefer the red one or the blue one?" instead of a yes or no question. Be confident. If you believe in what you're offering, others are more likely to agree. People like to talk about themselves and be the center of attention. If you focus on others and don't try to dominate the conversation, you'll make a good impression. Before talking to someone, think about what you want to achieve. If you want their approval or support, keep the conversation focused on them. Let them share their stories and only talk about yourself if they ask. This way, people will appreciate you more and want to be around you. By listening and showing genuine interest, you'll build stronger relationships. Simple ways to improve your relationships. To make your life and relationships better, follow these basic rules. Gratitude, respect, and recognition are easy but powerful ways to change how you interact with others and how they interact with you. Imagine you're at a cafe and a friendly barista gives you a great coffee. You say thank you with a smile. Showing genuine thanks and saying thank you often helps create positive experiences and stronger connections. Use people's names, make eye contact, and show them you care. Regularly practicing gratitude can make your relationships better, making you happier and more connected. Have you thought about how saying thank you might change your life? The golden rule, treat others how you want to be treated, is always useful. If you want compliments, respect, and kindness, give them to others first. Small acts of kindness and polite words can really impact how people see and respond to you. For example, politely correcting a wrong order at a restaurant can lead to a good outcome and mutual respect. This approach makes others feel appreciated and improves your interactions and relationships. Try it and see the difference it makes for you and those around you. The power of names. Using someone's name makes them feel important and respected. A person's name is a big part of who they are, and using it shows you care. This small effort can make a big impression. Think about how you feel when someone remembers your name. It likely makes you feel noticed and valued. People who use names in conversation often make others feel special. Whether you're in a store or at work, remembering and using names can create a positive effect, building trust and better connections. By following these simple rules every day, you can improve your relationships and personal growth. Practice them regularly and see the positive changes they bring. How to be a better leader. When you get a genuine compliment, it makes you feel appreciated, right? People love to be recognized, and it makes them feel more important and motivated. Studies show that teams with leaders who give real praise perform better. Besides the facts, think about how a simple, heartfelt compliment can lift someone's spirits and drive them to work harder. So, try to give honest praise every day, focusing on what people do rather than just who they are. Think about how you like to be asked for something. Direct commands can be annoying and not very effective. Instead, ask questions like, "Have you thought about this option?" or "What do you think would work better?" This helps people come up with their own solutions, encourages creativity, and promotes teamwork. When you invite others to share their ideas, you not only get better results, but also build a more positive and cooperative environment. Lead by example. There's a story about Gandhi being asked to advise a boy on eating less sugar. He waited a month to give the advice because he first needed to stop eating sugar himself. This shows the power of leading by example. If you want to inspire change, show the behavior you want to see. Whether it's working out, answering calls, or joining training, your actions will encourage others to follow you. You can't change others directly, but by being the best version of yourself, you inspire them to improve. Your actions will impact not just those around you, but also their wider circles. Think about focus. When you're considering buying a new car, suddenly you see that model everywhere. This is selective perception. By focusing on people's strengths, you'll notice their positive qualities more, which improves your relationships. Imagine looking at your spouse or coworkers and seeing their strengths and achievements instead of their flaws. This shift helps you connect better, highlight common goals, and build stronger relationships. By practicing sincere praise, asking guiding questions, leading by example, and focusing on strengths, you can lead better and positively affect those around you. How kindness, positivity, and friendliness help you connect. When you're socializing, certain habits can make it easier to connect with people and reach your goals. Being kind, positive, and friendly helps you build good relationships and make a positive impact. At social events, you might notice that people are drawn to those who are genuinely nice. Being nice is an easy and effective way to make friends and influence others. Even if someone takes advantage of your kindness, it's worth it because most people will appreciate and return your good nature. If someone misuses your kindness, address it and distance yourself, but keep being nice to others. Every person has something special. Focus on recognizing and valuing their qualities. The power of being nice. Think about the people you like being around. Are they optimistic and solution-focused, or do they focus on problems? Most people prefer optimists. Being positive and spreading good vibes attracts others. Optimism isn't something you're born with, it's a mindset you can learn. Optimists see setbacks as temporary and as chances to grow, while pessimists view them as permanent failures. By genuinely boosting others' spirits with positivity and enthusiasm, you can build stronger connections. The impact of positivity. To get what you want from others, being friendly is crucial. It's surprising how often people forget this simple idea. Getting angry might make you feel better for a moment, but it usually doesn't help the situation or encourage others to assist you. Friendliness often leads to more friendliness, while anger leads to more anger. Even when it's hard, staying friendly can change people's minds and get you more support than arguing. Dr. Joseph Murphy suggests that if someone is rude, you should be even friendlier to win them over. Being friendly is a simple but effective way to influence others and achieve your goals. By being kind, positive, and friendly, you build better relationships and find personal success. A positive attitude and clear communication are key to influencing others and reaching your goals. Build real confidence and positive relationships. When you walk into a room full of confident people, you can easily tell who really believes in themselves and who is just pretending. To be truly attractive and influential, you need real self-confidence, which is different from being arrogant or selfish. People who fake confidence usually lack real self-respect and are hiding their insecurities. True self-confidence is humble and doesn't need constant approval from others. Spend time with genuinely confident people who lift you up, rather than those who judge you based on what you've achieved. While looking for good relationships, remember that not everyone you meet will like you or help you grow. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, you won't connect with certain people. Accept that around half of the people you meet might not be a good fit, and that's okay. Be yourself and don't change to get their approval. Set boundaries to avoid negative people who drain your energy. Instead, spend time with those who encourage and believe in you. Positive relationships can boost your self-confidence, success, and happiness. Tackle problems and enhancing your life. If you know someone who always complains but never tries to fix their problems, it can be tiring to be around. To avoid this, face your problems directly. Ignoring them only makes things worse over time. Dealing with problems right away can help reduce anxiety and stop them from coming back. Looking at problems as challenges or chances to learn can make them easier to handle. Solving problems builds your strength and prepares you for future issues. By focusing on real self-confidence, surrounding yourself with positive people, and handling problems promptly, you can greatly improve your relationships and overall well-being. Use these tips to create a more balanced and happy life. Key points. 1. Focus on others' needs to build stronger connections. 2. Listen actively and ask questions to show genuine interest. 3. Offer sincere compliments and remember names to make people feel valued. 4. Lead by example to inspire others and create positive change. 5. Be kind, positive, and friendly to improve relationships and influence others. 6. Handle problems directly and view them as learning opportunities. 7. Practice gratitude and respect to enhance personal and professional interactions.